Wir holen auf Teswof. Teswof Omer Aleph, der Bar Mishne. Hamakare Sukosoi, Vishvudin, Oy Barucha Samita. If some Hamakare means you put Tzach, you put the covering on top of your Sukkah, you make the Tzach, Vishvudin. Vishvudin means like arrows. A Shvudin means a sharp piece of wood. Which is, it's not wood here. Shvudin means, spikes, it means like. Of course, made out of metal. So shvudin are spikes, like a sharp piece of metal. Oy bi arucha samita, or else with like the frame of the bed. Use the long board that you have for the frame of the bed. Is these two things are posla schach. Because shvudim is metal, metal is mekabel tumah. And arucha samita also, even though it's made out of wood, but the frame of the bed is like part of the kli, it's part of the bed. So it's also makabel tumah. It's called a kli. So therefore, these two things are possible for schach. But now, im yesh revach beneyim kemoison, if you have the space in between them, the same size as the piece of wood itself or the piece of metal, is kshera. In other words, let's say the spike, the shvudim, was 2 inches wide. And now, you have space in between that 2 and a little bit more inches. But the Mishnah says, Kamoisan, Mash must say exactly, you have 2 inches worth of this metal spikes, and then you have 2 inches of space. And then again, another spike, another space, another spike, another space. So if the space is equal to the size of the spikes, of the shvudim, and on this space now, you put kosher eschach, so the Mishnah is kshera. In other words, churut means if you have machza machza, half kosher eschach, and half posel eschach, the eschach is kosher. Same thing by Rucha Samita. A Rucha Samita is Posla Schach. It's a kli. Let's say this board was 2 inches wide. And again, you have 2 inches wide of this. Then you have 2 inches space that you're going to put kosher schach. Then 2 inches this, 2 inches space. So it comes out, half was kosher, half was posel. So loch risk shera. The Mishnah says that's kosher. So Rashi says, Hamakara sukosoi. Rashi, Kamoi she'onu oisin she'mesadrin kolunsois. Tchila, bischach, v'noistim pesel aleim. Like first you make like a out frame of posel aschach going across, and on top of that you put kosher aschach. So aruchas means the bed frame. It's also a kli that's makabel rush, mavorma forest, makabel tumah. It's a kli that's makabel tumah. So therefore it by itself will be posel. But the chiddush is im yesh revach b'neim kemoisan, bein shvud l'shvud al p'nei kulo. In between one metal spike and the next one, there's the space. Let's say the spike is 2 inches wide. So you have space now 2 inches wide. The yitin shom haps pesel. And on this space, you're going to put now the pserlas gerin, the pserlas yikoiv, which is kosher eschach. You use real kosher eschach. The chen apnei kula, along those schach will be that way. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. You don't have more kosher than you have psul. But the Mishnah says the churub, it's machza machza, half and half. Half of it made from posel eschach, and half from kosher eschach is kshera. Now another chiddush the Mishnah says, ha'achotet begodish. Let's say you have a pile of hay, a haystack. And now in the middle of the haystack, you go in there, and you hollow out the mokum, like you make, let's say, 10 or 7 by 7, or else more than that. You hollow out the mokum to make a sukkah inside the haystack. Is lasos lesukkah inside the haystack? You're hollowing it out now. That now you can walk in the haystack and there's a kosher sukkah. Still ain't a sukkah. The din is this posel, like we had before, because this is a psul midiraisa of tas of leminosi. The Torah says you have to go and make schach. Here metchila, when you piled up this haystack, there was no schach. It was just a pile of hay. Now you go in the middle of it and the hollow out, cut out, and empty out the middle of it. That now by itself it comes on top of this, like sukkah, you have kosher schach. But you did not make the schach. The schach was there before, and it wasn't put l'shem schach, it was put l'shem a pile. Therefore it's a posel sukkah. Because it's not called, you made the schach, that's the Torah says tase. You have to make the schach, and not here, that at the beginning there was no schach there. At the beginning was a big haystack. And now later you hollow out the middle, so you did not do a ma'aser to make the schach. The schach is like there by itself. That's a psul midiraisa. That's what the Mishnah says, a lashon of ein lo sukkah. It's not a sukkah at all. Not only midirabbanan, but even midiraisa is possible. Mora says now, leimet yevet yufta the Rav Huna, brethren of Yeshua. Chorao Mishnah should be a kasha on Rav Huna, brethren of Yeshua. The Itma, we learn like this, the Machlekes in the Gemara Ervin, what's called the Mechitza? A Mechitza we know is something that divides two Rishuyas. How many boards though, how much do you have to be Amish of the space? You want to make a Mechitza, how much has to be a real Mechitza, and how much could be space? The Itma we learned, Porot Koimit, if the opening is the same size as the Oimid, as the Mechitza. In other words, you have a piece of board, let's say that's an Amma wide, and then you have a space an Amma wide. Then you have another board an Amma wide, and then another space an Amma. So at the end of this, there's four Ammas here, two Ammas are Mechitzas, and two Ammas are space. That's called, you have Porot, the open space, the opening is the same size as the Oimid. Is that called the Mechitza or not? That's a Machlekes. Rav Papa Rama Mutter. Papa says, yes, that's called the Mechitza. Habi Machtza is covered up, even though half is opened, that's also called the Mechitza. Machtza, Machtza is Ksheira. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, he says, no. Osir, he says, no, it's not called the good Mechitza. It's the Mechitza zone if you have more Oimid than Porets. You have to have more Mechitza than opening. But if it's 50-50, he holds it's Osir. So Chorot should be a riot to Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. It's a kasha of Huna Bedi of Yeshua that our Mishnah says, if you have the postless chach on top, and then the space in between is the same size as the metal spikes, and in the space in between you put kosher chach, so the chur it's machza machza, half of the chach is kosher, half is postle, our Mishnah says it's kshera. And here Rav Huna Bedi of Yeshua says not like that. He says if you have a mechitza that's half up and half a space, it's postle. So Amalach Rav Huna Bedi Rav Shua, he says, no, I can answer you. It's not a kasha for me from our Mishnah. My kamoisen, what does our Mishnah mean? That if you have 2 inches worth of this metal spike, and then 2 inches open of space, my kamoisen, what do you mean the 2 inches of space? That in that open space you put kosher tzach, that means benichnas v'yotzin. That means the space is a little bit wider than the actual posle tzach. So if the spike, the shvud, is 2 inches wide, now the space in between means a space that another spike could go in there easily. Could go in and could go out. So it's a little bit more than 2 inches. It's like 2 1/4 and 1/4 more. So since the open space is more than the closure of the shvudim, so now when you fill up this open space with kosher schach, you're going to end up really to have more kosher schach than posle schach. That's why the Mishnah says it's kosher. So according to Huna Bedi Shua, we have to add something. To say the Mishnah means not that it's exactly 50-50, but the space is a little bit wider than the metal shvudim, therefore you have more kosher schach than posle schach. So Rashi says, Paras koimit, linyin mechitzis, Shabbos itmar. This is the machloikas nukas ervin, but again to the mechitzis you need for Shabbos. Mechitzis shenasis bapasin rechovin gimel, you have a piece of wood that's more than 3 tefachim wide, v'niach ben pas lapas kamole pas. In between one pass, you have space. Denafklu materos lovin. Since each board is more than 3 tefachim wide, so the space in between one board and the next board is also more than 3 tefachim wide. So you can't say lovin anymore. Because if it would be less than 3 tefachim, then it's a avadim, it's a kosher mechitza. Because if you have 2 boards within 3 tefachim, you say lovin, they become attached, and it's like one whole mechitza. Here we're talking about that each board by itself is wider than 3 tefachim. Now you have space in between the same size as the board. So the space in between is more than 3 tefachim. So you can't say lo, but it's not really attached. So you have a mechitza made up that out of this whole 10 amas here, 5 amas has real mechitzas, and 5 amas is open space. So it's a machlekes. That Rav Papa says it's kosher, so according to Rav Papa, be good our Mishnah. And Rav Huna Bedi Yeshua says no, it's possible. So the question, how does he learn Shana Mishnah that says also 50-50 is kosher? The Teretz is benichnas v'yoytzis. Rashi sheyei pesel, sheyei psul, pesel haroichiv, kemoysen, demidiochul likonas v'leitzib revach, shebetayim. That when we say you have space in between the apostles chach, it's not the exact same size, it's a little bit wider. In other words, you have a piece of spike there, metal spike, and then in between one spike and next spike, you have space to put another spike there, but easily. Put it in and put it out. So it's a little bit wider than the 2 inches of the spike itself. Now the pesel means the kosher eschach, the psula yikov and psula gerin we had before, that you're going to put there in this space, is going to be more kosher eschach than posel eschach. That the open space is wider than the space of the shvudim, the spike itself. And on this space now you're going to pull up kosher eschach. That's what the Mishnah says is kosher. Nichnas v'yotzei. Now the Gemara asks a question now. So it's a Charlotte Toy, Rashi and Toy's how to learn Shah now Gemara. Rashi learns what Eshlet Samse means, even according to Rabbi Huna, even according to Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, that he holds machza machzas posel. If you have exactly 50, like 2 inches of posel schach, then 2 inches of kosher schach, 2 inches posel, 2 inches kosher, it's no good, it's posel. Machza machzas posel. So is that sign the Mishnah is talking about, that there's more kosher than there is posel. Now the Havamina is, why do you say the space is wider than the actual posel schach? Because it's not possible to make the exact same space as the psul. In other words, it's the Eshlet Tzamtzum. That was the Havamina. It's not possible to make exactly. So if you have 2 inches of posel schach, and now we tell you leave space, the avir, the same size of posel schach, so if this was 2 inches wide, it's not possible to make exactly 2 inches wide of avir. So most probably it was a little bit more. So that was the Gemara's Teret. Since most probably it was a little bit more, we're talking about now in this avir, the air, you're putting in kosher schach. So now along the whole schach, you have more kosher schach than posel schach. So Gemara asked, no, what do you say that for? For eshel tzamtzum, it's possible to make it exactly. If you want to tell me a case that you have 2 inches of spike of metal posel schach, then next to it I'm going to leave space, the same 2 inches, we could do that. If you want to do something, you could do it. For the Gemara, for eshel tzamtzum. So what are you giving me a terrace the Mishnah is talking about? There's more space than the actual spike itself. Why? If you tell me a case that you have 2 inches spike, and then you go to make 2 inches of avir, you can make just 2 inches. It doesn't have to be more than 2 inches. So Teretz is, Amravami b'madif, enachnamin. Not that by itself it happened to be that the space was a little bit more than the 2 inches of the spike. If you really wanted to go to make the exact size of the spike space, avadi, you could do that. You could have 2 inches spike, 2 inches space. But we're talking about Badafka, you went to leave extra. B'madif. Your Badafka went to leave a little bit more space, then you'll have the posel schach. Therefore, according to Rav Huna, with that thing I now not as machza machza, but is more kosher schach than posel schach. See Rashi, Rashi let something. Kasal kedai to the havaminer is to hide the kama teretz benichnas v'yotzei. What was our teretz that the space is a little bit wider than the posel schach? Hochi meteretz. This is what you meant to say that kol kemoisoi benichnas v'yotzei hu stamahu. When the Mishnah says stam, we make the space the same size as the psul, you can't do that. So most probably this wider space. The ain derech let samsim, it's not a derech to make exactly. Mamish, it's not mistama, usually you don't make the exact size. So once we say let the space be the same size, it means the space is a little bit bigger. On this, the Gemara says, "Parchino, no. Voyem yitain daitel akach. If a person really thinks and wants to do something, eshel tzamtzum. You can make it exact. So if the shpud, this spike, was 2 inches wide, you can make exactly this space in between one spike and the next spike, also exactly 2 inches." Uketoni mas disin al mishnah says that loshin. It says kemoison ksheira ve'evle parus kaimit. So if you want to say the Mishnah says kamoisin, it means what it says. And it's possible to do that. You can make exactly 2 inches avir and 2 inches spike. And the avir then you'll put on kosher schach. So the Mishnah says that if you have machza machza, half of the schach is from posla metal. And half is from kosher schach, the Mishnah is kosher. So it's a kashan Rav Huna. So Gemara answers, Amravani, Rashi, Mishani, Amravami, Bemadif. The Mishnah is not talking about that you went to do it exactly. Where you had in mind to make this space in between a little bit wider. If the shvud was 2 inches wide, you went to make the space in between 2.5 inches. The Mishnah says, no, the space is the exact size. It means is a little bit wider. Not the exact size, a little bit wider. This is the way Rashi learns. That the Gemara's kasha now was for Eshlet Samsim is now a kasha on Rav Huna. In other words, you Rav Huna says the Mishnah is talking about that the space in between is wider than the actual posel schach, and in this space now you're putting kosher schach, so you end up with more kosher schach than posel schach. That's the way Rashi learns. Unless let's turn to two dots, then we'll see Tais learns a little bit different. Rav learns a little bit different. Rav Rama, no, afilu teima b'shein madif. Afilu, you want to tell me no? This exact, the space in between one spike and the next spike is exactly 2 inches. So you have the whole schach is made up of a 2 inches worth of metal spike. Then you have 2 inches space. Then 2 inches metal schach. Then 2 inches space. 2 inches of metal. So along the whole schach, even if you fill up the space with kosher schach, it's 50-50. 50% of it is metal, and 50% is kosher schach. So kosher is Ira Funa holds the cloud by mechitzis that porous koimit is possible. If you have a mechitza made up half real mechitza and half space, it's a possible mechitza. So if it's a possible mechitza, why is it good for schach? The Teretz is Rav Amar, afilu teima b'shein madif. You do not make the space wider, but im hayu nesunim shesi, noistim orif. Orif noistim shesi. In other words, if the metal spikes were put across the sukkah, let's say length, shesi means lengthwise, then you know how you put the kosher schach. Not in this space in between, but you put the kosher schach along the other way, with the width-wise. In other words, whichever way the metal pieces were put, don't put the kosher schach in between the same length, but put it across the other way. So since you're putting it across the other way, it comes out that the schach kosher is like going over the poslah schach. So that little space of the poslah schach is being covered over now by kosher schach. We have like this. So the kosher schach on top is going over this part of the psul. So the part the kosher is going over, like you take away the part of the psul right underneath it, and therefore tzinnit you have more kosher schach than you have poslah schach. So that's the teretz here. The Ravad that we're going according to Rav Huna that you have that machza machzas posel. We have to come on. You have more kosher schach than you have poslah schach. But that's the kimtum. If you have like this poslah schach, 3 boards going straight across with the 2 inches aver in between. Has to be and now you put the other boards across like this. So since these boards have the exact same amount as the space in between, and it's covering up the bottom ones, so metal since it's covering it up, therefore the tail comes from the top schach. The tail comes from the top, and since the top is kosher, the part that's right underneath it is like bottle, like it's not there. Let's see Rashi. Ravi says, "Afilo b'mitzamtzim." I feel you want to say the schach so far was made, you have 2 inches of a metal spike, then 2 inches space, 2 inches metal, 2 inches space. Mamish 50-50. And you're covering up now the space for kosher schach. If the shvudim, the metal spikes, were put lengthwise, is noisnim lakanim shoschach oriv. Put the kosher bamboo sticks now, oriv, widthwise. The crisscross, the other way. The akdim came. In this case, if im eino noisin rosh yakanim al shvudim hareye noisin loritz. In other words, you're putting the kosher schach on top of the poslah schach. So the kosher schach on top, these bamboo sticks, have to be resting on top of the metal spikes. Because if the metal spikes are not underneath it, it would fall down. Vilka hevelei kosher meruba. Therefore, since the kosher schach is on top, and it's covering over part of the poslah schach, so the kosher schach is meruba. Alapsul. Umavatlon, and it's mevatl the bottom one. So Rashi says Loshin Mavatlon that the top kosher bamboo sticks, since they're going straight across the poslah schach, so it comes out it's being mevatl, you take away the space of the poslah schach because it's being bottled. So Loshin Mavatlon is a little bit of a kasher. Tezi has a kasher. You really can't be mevatlon here. Bittul Lulu means bittul brayv means like we don't see it, it's like not there. Like if we have before, if you have poslah schach and you throw a lot of kosher schach and mix it up, mix it around, that you can't see now the poslah schach, that's called bitter brave. Bitter brave always means if one falls into two, and you don't know which one is kosher, which one is shreif, so since you can't tell, we say as far as butter brave. But when you could tell, you could see, if you have a red piece of meat that was chazer, fell into 2 pieces of meat, white piece of meat that's kosher, you can't say the red meat is bottle, because we see clearly, the red meat is red, the other two is white, it's not butter brave, if you could see it. So here also, you can see, we're talking about you're putting the bamboo sticks on top of the metal pikes. So on the bottom, you see, Claude, there's still metal pikes there. It's still shvudim. So you see it. How can you say the top is mavatlit? So you have to say, Rashi's lav davka b'toras a din bittel. It doesn't really mean a din bittel b'roin. It means a lot like we're saying. Since you're putting the bamboo sticks on top of the shvudim, of the metal pikes, so Mela, what's causing the tail? What's causing the tail is the top schach. That's what's stopping itself from coming in. So therefore, it's like the ikar of the schach is the top. So therefore, what's exactly beneath it, right underneath it, that's like bottom. We don't count as if it's there. Not a din bit of a rive. It's just like bottom means it's like it's not there anymore. Like we don't need it. It has no use here. So that's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns not like that, because Tosfos learns, the Rashi learns as a modern of the Gemara. The Gemara started out first to say that our Mishnah Poshet says, if you have half and half, half of the space of Schach is made from metal, and half is made from bamboo sticks is kosher. So Gemara said, that's good according to Rav Papa, because Rav Papa holds by Mechitzes, Machtz al Machtz is kosher. So according to Rav Papa, everything is good. But the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, Bred Yerushua, it's no good. But this Gemara says, no, we can even answer according to him. Now the Gemara asks the question, I voho efshlet samsim. So Chura, what's the Gemara's kasha now? So Tosfos learns that the Gemara's kasha is going back according to Rav Papa, of course. The Gemara's kasha is according to Rav Papa, that even, and Tosfos changes the gears around a little bit. Tosfos says the gears should be voho efshlet samsim. Because he asks the kasha according to Rav Papa. You, Rav Papa, say, that's talking about mamash machtza machtza, and machtza machtza is kosher. So you're telling me now it's talking about you have 2 inches of metal and 2 inches of open space. And that's why it's kosher. For at the Gemara Ivoi, Yeshlet Sam saying you can't make something exact. You can't make the space in between exactly. So since you can't make it exactly, we have to be afraid maybe you have a little bit less space than you have the Shvudim. So according to Rav Papa, why do you say Machtza Machtza is kosher? It's not even Machtza Machtza. It's less than Machtza Machtza. We're talking about now that you're not making exactly 2 inches space, you're going to make 2.5 inches space. You made much more space than you made the 2 inches of the metal. Therefore, you can't ask a kasha, you can't make something exact, even if you can't make it exact, but you made it 2.5 inches wide. So even if you can't make something exactly 2.5, good, you make it a little bit less. You make it 2.25. But our core part of the 2.25 is still more than the 2 inches of the poslet chach. So that's why it's kosher. And then Rav answered the other teretz is also very good. Yes, give me a kasha. It's iyesh let samsein. If you have 2 inches of the metal and then 2 inches of space in between, so kasha is even if the better still says it. Even if you tell me you have exactly 2 inches in between, but a kasha is you can't fill up those 2 inches with kosher chach. You can't be mitzamsein exactly to fill it up. That's the kasha. So true, you have 2 inches of metal, and then 2 inches of space, but the 2 inches of space, how do you fill it up exactly? If you're going to put the boards in here, you can't fill up the space exactly. There's going to be a little bit of space, still empty, not with kosher schach. So you'll end up with more poslet schach than kosher schach. So one teretz is b'madav means you pile up a lot. You don't just put one layer of kosher schach. You pile it up a lot of kosher schach. So then for sure, you covered up all the holes. The other teretz is go crisscross. If you have the shvudim, the poslet schach going lengthwise, so put the kosher schach across. So you put it across, that way for sure you can cover up all the holes. All the places would be covered up. According to Rav Papa, that machtza machtza is kosher, you have these 2 ways to make it kosher. And that's the way Tais learns. Because Tais by Tais holds, we pass from the loch like Rav Papa. Tais holds the loch is like Rav Papa. That machtza machtza is kosher. So therefore, Tais didn't want to learn the more of the Yisnakash according to Rav Huna, because we don't pass like Rav Huna. We pass in Machtza Machtza's kosher. So therefore, Tais learns the Gemara's kasher is even according to Rav Papa, it was Shver, Machtza Machtza's kosher. But here it's EF that's Samsem, even if you have exactly 2 inches of space, you can't fill it up. The Torah says, no, you could fill it up, either by Madif, or else you're going the other way. Yeah. Right. Oy Baruchah Samita. Mishnah says what? Or else you may use Chach. Arucha samita means you use the frame of the bed, one board of the frame of the bed, that's posel schach, and the sukkah is posel. It's only kosher if you have 50-50, but if the whole sukkah will be made from the board, the frame of the beds, it would be posel schach, even though it's made from wood, but since this wood was once part of the bed, was part of the kli, therefore it's makabel tumah. So where it says, Lema mesayile l'ravami bativyumi. The Chura'ah Mishnah that says that the frame of the bed, so it's not talking about you have the whole frame the way it is. It's talking about you took the frame apart, and using just one long stick, one long board of the frame, you're using for schach now. So where the kasher is, now that you took the frame apart, this one board by itself is not a kli anymore. So what do I care if it was once part of the bed, but now you took it out of the bed, and it's a piece of board now. So here now it should not be makabel tumah anymore. It's not called a kli anymore. So why is a kasher, why is a posel for schach? The Gemara says, "Lema mesayla Ravami, batev yumi." It has to be a riot to Ravami's din. The Yom Ravami, Ravami says like this: Yom Ravami, batev yumi. Sichacha bebloi kelim. If you want to use schach from leftover kelim, or you have material that was once a beged, it was once makabel tumah, and then it got very ruined, very used up, and it came into mamashmat as pieces. So still you can't use these pieces now. It's still psula. Why? Because even though right now they're so small, it's not called a shear. To be makabel tumah, right now the shmat is not makabel tumah, but since matchila came from a regular cloth, from regular beged, once it was called a kli, that could be makabel tumah, even if you take the kli apart now, that the parts are not makabel tumah, still it's possible for schach. You can't use for schach anymore. Rashi says, Bivavloi kalim, lakama forest, bimatlonius, you have shmatis, patches, shame them sholosh al sholosh. The piece of material now is no so small, it's not even 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys. The alpha gav the hashtal and makabel tumah, now this piece of material is so small, it's not makabel tumah anymore. So it could be it's material from pishtim. Pishtim we had before, flax, grows out of the ground, so really it's something you could use for schach. Only once it gets the same material, since it's makabel tumah, it's possible for schach. But now that this material came to such small pieces, less than 3 by 3, so chur, it's not makabel tumah anymore, so why is it possible for schach? The Teretz is, kiva de mekli osoi, since it came from a regular kli, is once part of a big beged, that was makabel tumah, gozer barabonin, arucha, gozer barabonin, abonin made gzera, that such a kli you can't use for schach. Now, since this kli once had a din to makabel tumah, even though now you broke the kli, it's not makabel tumah anymore, you can't use it for schach. So aruchas nami, the same tears goes on the frame of the bed. If you take this one board that was part of the frame, hashtala makabli tumah. Right now, avada, this board by itself is not makabel tumah. Lechoz lamidi, it's not roi for anything. It's a pshut that kliates. It's not roi for anything right now. You can't use it. Ela mikli kosi. So why does our Mishnah say you can't use the frame, even the board alone? Because since it came from a mita, and when it was attached to the bed, that's called the kli that's makabel tumah. So that's the din of tzchach, and that's aloch lamaisen. That even if you take a kli, you'll have a ladder, and you want your bradle, and the ladder broke, and the chura now it's not makabel tumah, still you can't use a broken ladder to throw it on top of the tzchach for tzchach. Because since it once was part of a kli that had a din to makabel tumah, the rabbanim made a gzeira that this kli is possible for schach. No matter what happens to it, you can't use it anymore. So that's the pshat for our Mishnah. That's the raya to Rav Dimi. So Mara says no. Maybe there's no raya. Mara says no. I'll tell you, could the Omer Rav Chanan Omer Rebbe? Maybe our Mishnah is talking about the case that Rav Chanan Omer Rebbe says. The what? The arucha. We're talking about now you have the long frame of a shtei kroyim, but it has the two legs that are still attached to it. Arucha means like the long boards of the frame, but the two legs are still attached to it. Real spiksara, you have the width of the bed, the smaller of board, ushnei kroyim, and the two legs are still attached to it. So since you have these two legs still attached to it, you could use it. We'll soon see what you could use it for. So since it could be used right now, that's why it's still makabel tumah, and that's why it's possible for schach. So I'll tell you, hochinam our Mishnah also. We're talking about a case, v'yarucha, we're talking about the long frame, the long board of the frame, ushtei kroyim, and it has its two legs that are still attached to it, and it's roy to be used as a kli, therefore right now it's still makabel tumah, that's why you can't use it for schach. Rel spiksara, we're talking about the smaller, the width of the frame, ushnei kroyim, and you have the two legs attached to it, and therefore, since it's roy to be used right now, it's makabel tumah. That's why the Mishnah says it's possible. But maybe having a raya from our Mishnah to Rav Dimi, maybe if the whole kli was broken, that's not roy to be used right now, so it's not makabel tumah anymore, maybe enichnami, you're allowed to use it for schach. Drashi. Be'arucho ushtei kroyim imo. Olekam meforesh lamai chodesh. Soon the Gemara will explain what can you use it for. Ktsara. Oysom asher b'roichav amita, the part of the frame that's part of the width of the bed. Letzad b'roshoysom agloysom, so the heads or the bottom of it, that's the part that's smaller. So if you have that part with its two legs, also since it's roy to be used, it's still called the kli. It's makabel tumah. That's why it's possible for schach. Mora says, Heichi yitma the Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe. Where did they say this halacha? Where did Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe say this halacha? Ahod etznan. We learn it like this. The Mishnah in Kalim. That mito mitamas chavila or matheres chavila. Diva Rebbe Lezer. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Mito means you had a bed. Shrashi chavila means biyachad. You have to have the whole bed attached together. If you have a whole bed when it's attached together, then it's makabel tumah. And lo yitzui was tumah. You want to put it into the mikvah, you can only be toivel it when the whole bed is together. Rashi materes chavila. Im tumei, if the bed was makabel tuma and tefila oila lo evar mevorim, you can't take the bed apart and be tevil each piece by itself. Ela mesakno umatvila. So you have to put the whole bed together. When you have the whole bed together, that's called a kli. Then you could tevil in the mikvah becomes Torah. It's just like it's makabel tuma when the whole kli is together. Who are then, if it was makabel tuma and now you want to make a Torah, you have to put the whole bed the way it is inside the mikvah.